There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Germany's parliament will next week on the 27th of January host an exhibition of Holocaust-era items from the Yad Vashem in commemoration of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It was on this day in 1945 when the Red Army liberated the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. Titled 16 Objects, the event is being inaugurated by the German Society for Yad Vashem to mark the Jerusalem Institution's 70th anniversary and will display, amongst other items, a toy kitchen, a doll, a suitcase, a Torah ark taken to the Theresienstadt ghetto in Czechoslovakia, a letter from an 11-year-old girl, and a Hanukkah menorah. Laura Mayfeld, a Holocaust survivor from Jerusalem, now 85, whose childhood doll will be displayed at the exhibit, is planning to attend the event. The exhibition will be on display in the Bundestag for 4 weeks and will then travel to Essen to be exhibited at the Ruhr Museum before returning home to Israel. In Melbourne, Australia, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria has strongly condemned neo-Nazi activity, which recently took place at Elwood Beach, pictures of which are currently spreading on social media. The pictures show a group gathered at the Point Ormond lookout displaying Nazi salutes and are believed to be members of the European Australia movement founded by neo-Nazi white supremacist Thomas Sewell. The suburb of Elwood is known to house a large Jewish community. Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Devir Abramovich said that it is unacceptable that bigots are brazenly showing fear and intimidation on the beaches and streets. The ADC also gathered photos this week of white supremacist flyers posted on street poles in Beaconsfield, which is another Melbourne suburb, with the message, "White revolution is the only solution," and racist material letterbox dropped by the European Australia movement. Swastika Trail has been officially renamed as Holly Trail. Following decades of protests, objections, and a prolonged legal battle, the Puslinch Council of Ontario, Canada, succumbed to pressure from the local community to change the street name. The campaign for change escalated in 2021 when local resident Randy Guzar and other street residents convinced Cambridge MP Brian May to take their petition with 1,800 signatures to the House of Commons. Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Centre also became involved, urging Puslinch councillors to vote for the same change. However, some residents were against the renaming, arguing that the road was named in the 1920s, a decade before Nazi Germany's existence. In response, Guzar, along with others who successfully campaigned for the change, pointed out that the street's history was irrelevant to its name's link to the Holocaust era. Moving south of the border to the state of Oregon, where a notorious white supremacist group has distributed anti-Semitic flyers on driveways in the Thurston neighborhood of Springfield. According to reports, the flyers were also distributed in Ziploc bags weighed down with bird feed in a similar way in which previous anti-Semitic flyers were found across the United States in the last 2 years. The flyers claim that Jews are secretly behind a wide range of political issues, conspiracies, illegal and nefarious activities. Jewish advocacy organization Stop Antisemitism says that white supremacist John Menadeo II, who leads the Goyim Defense League extremist group, is behind this activity, having done so with previous hate flyer campaigns in other parts of the United States. And evidence of Israel's trade and social ties with the ancient world have just been discovered in Arava, an area located in southern Israel between the Dead Sea and Eilat. Known as the Silk Road, it was part of a vast network of ancient trade routes which connected China and the Far East with the Middle East and later the West. Discoveries so far include 1,300-year-old cotton and silk fabrics dating back to the early Islamic period, which are thought to have originated in India and China. Some fabrics included ikat designs found in wall art in India's Ajanta Caves and also reflect Iranian influence. Researchers believe that the finds can now reveal a significant globalizing moment in the history of trade and influence in the Negev, adding that this discovery paves the way to examine the political, technological, and social exchanges which were then and now influenced by the advent of global trade. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.